Maldon District's true local radio, Saint FM 94.7.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Technology Show.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Yes, indeed it is. Good evening, Maldon District and beyond. I'm Rich Tracy.
And I'm James Hayden.
And this is the Tech Show. It's been a while, James.
It has.
What we've been up to? You were at some sort of like function thing, weren't you?
Where did I go?
The week before.
I can't even remember.
And you pranked the show quite a bit.
It was a leaving do. My assistant manager left the business.
Yeah.
So, or left my store rather.
Yeah.
So yeah.
He was one of the pranksters, wasn't he?
Yeah. Kept pranking the show. And then
must have been quite.
You were away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you've been away.
Although you're more tan than I am.
Yeah, well, I've just been bowling around Pokemon.
I think it's pretty equal, isn't it, actually?
No.
Blatantly
blacker than you.
Okay. So we've got loads coming up on tonight's show. We've got technology news. We've got download chart. We've got gaming. We've got movies. Should we do one star?
Yeah, drag one
can
star.
Do, or 8-bit, because we've got three of us. Adam is running late tonight, but I think he's listening. He's listening. He'll be in a bit. He'll probably have some food with him, so he'll have to stay outside. But we've got, one-star reviews. We've got Weird and Strange. We've got, to round off the show, what do we normally do at 9:30? I've forgotten. It's the breakdown of the show and then the techno takeover. There you go. It's been a while. Anyway, there's some changes going on.
Maldon District, Saint FM.
No, not really. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. 21 Pilots, Heathens on Saint FM 94.7. This is, of course,
the Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news. I sound very bassy tonight. What's going on?
I don't know. I haven't got my headphones on.
I know. Very unprofessional. We're waiting for the mixer to arrive, aren't we?
We're waiting for Adam.
Yeah.
Always Adam.
We're not saying Adam's a mixer.
He's a messer. That's what Adam is.
Well, what do you mean? What does that mean? Messer?
He's messy.
We've got loads coming up tonight, but what have we got going on in the world of tech news, James?
Over 9.1 million redeemable Steam keys stolen after hacker breaches gaming site. So the Steam website for online gaming.
Are they going to block them?
9.1 million
that's
redeemable Steam keys has been stolen.
That's shocking.
That's bad, isn't it?
That is.
That's a lot.
Although, do you know what? It's not going to cost them anything as such, unless
the data also includes an estimated 3.3 million unique site and forum accounts.
Right, okay.
Wow. A little over 9 million keys used to redeem and activate games on the Steam platform were stolen by a hacker who breached a gaming news site last month.
Gaming news site? Oh, so they've been given those to
the site.
So it did cost someone something, didn't it?
Yeah, provide some news, reviews, cheat codes and forums was breached on the 31st of July by an unnamed hacker whose name isn't known but was also responsible for the Dota 2 forum breach.
Right, okay.
This site also allows users to share redeemable game keys through its forums, which allow, along with the main site, has around 3.3 million unique registered users, according to the breach notification site LeakedSource.com, which obtained a copy of the database. So that's terrible.
So I'm guessing probably they're going to go to Steam now and say, we just had a bit of a data breach. Do you think you can maybe, take those off and give us some more? I reckon something like that's going to happen.
Yeah, like you said, they're not.
It's digital. It's digital theft. Cybercrime, isn't it?
Cybercrime.
Watch your digits. We should do an ad.
No. Also.
Yep.
Back onto Pokemon Go. Scenes.
Oh, hang on.
We haven't talked about it for 3 weeks.
Wrong mouse. Hang on.
Well, we can talk about it.
No. Hold on. I got
What's this one? Oh, is it the Pokemon Go back?
Is
that what you got?
Yeah, I've got to find it.
Oh, Jesus.
Just do another story while I'm finding that, because otherwise it doesn't sound as good.
The iPhone 7 may go up to 256 gig.
Wow.
256.
Currently 128 is the max, isn't it? Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
256, that's a quarter of a terabyte, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wow,
yeah.
that is mental.
That is. That is. I can't actually believe they've put that figure on it. Shocking.
256.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a 64 gig and I struggle to fill it. I mean, I try to fill it. Mm. I do, you know.
Although, one thing you can fill an Android phone with is if you use FLAX, which are about 40 mega track.
Wow.
They're like studio grade tracks.
Yeah, HD. You can do that on a Sony.
iPhone does do it, but not natively.
No.
So, you know, but FLAC tunes, they are. It's like you're actually in the room with the artist.
Yeah, oh, that's my Apple Watch is listening and recording me. Stop it.
See? You say about AI, and you've got one of the biggest AI things on your wrist.
Yeah.
As powerful as an 80s computer, that.
Yep.
I haven't found the Pokemon thing you better do it without.
So if you are cheating on Pokemon Go, if you're using bots or something that is accessing the back end of Pokemon Go to teleport yourself around, like some people have been doing.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, any kind of access to your account linking with unsupported versions of the game and wrong usage of the game will instantly result in you banned because they've literally just released an update to their T's and C's.
Oh, okay.
And thousands of people literally tried to play the game today and just couldn't
do it. Okay. No. So the person that actually did this said that it was all right as long as you didn't teleport more than, I think, twice a day.
Yeah,
so but
it doesn't matter anymore because they've updated the T's and C's.
If you couldn't physically do it in a car or a plane, it wouldn't let you do it. Because nobody would jet set around the world.
For you to do what that person was doing, they can
see
what
you're
doing. They can see. So if you teleport twice a day...
How are they going to tell people that get in an Uber, though?
No, if you're teleporting, so say you go from England to France.
Yeah, could be a flight.
No, but they can tell how long it's going to take. Yeah. You're not going to make
apps
the
just come out that do
France,
the same timings.
You're not going to make the little man run to France.
Well, no, but
yeah, but it wouldn't be a teleport either, would it? It would take. There'd be an 8-hour delay or a 2-hour.
Yeah, well, what they do
delay.
Is they switch it off, go to sleep, and then turn it back on
in the other location.
And
that's not what they're doing. But those people basically they can see where the DNS is in the UK. Is that right? Is that correct? And then they can see that the phone's using the DNS in the UK, but they're actually in France or Australia.
Could do that for VPN, but. Yeah.
Well,
they put up walls, people go over those walls.
Yep.
They put up more walls, people go over those walls. That's what happens.
If you are associated with wrong usage of the app, they will block you.
Okay, fair enough.
And loads of people have been blocked.
Oh, okay. We've got more tech news coming up, but we've got the brand new one from Katy Perry right now. It's the Olympics song.
Do you like this?
It's called Rise. You will have heard it.
Probably.
I think, but maybe not by title. It's a good song, though. Here it is, Saint FM 94.7 Tech Show. Me, Rich.
Me, James. Oh, you have so little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins. I know it. And I will not negotiate. I'll fight it. I will transform. When the fire's at my feet again. Katy Perry and Rise. Makes you feel very Olympics, doesn't it? It's all right.
Yeah. Although, obviously, we can talk about the Olympics, but you can't put any screenshots or anything on social media or anything like that. It's only the official broadcasters that can put things about the Olympics this year. Have you seen all that? James?
No.
Yeah. You can't even use a GIF. They've done it to clamp down after 2012 Olympics, where everyone was doing like GIFs of events. You can't make your own.
Really?
Yep. You can't take a screen. So if you took a picture of the TV when it's on, obviously BBC in the UK, you couldn't upload that to Twitter. Or
people
anything,
have been though.
Have they?
Yeah.
They shouldn't be. It's copyright breach. Not good. See?
Stupid.
See? Yeah. Not good. Right. Should we have more tech news?
Yeah.
Or should we do the poll? What do you reckon? We haven't done enough news stories yet to do the poll,
have we? No, we need to do some more news.
Let's do some more news. Right, here we go then. Let's go.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news. I think it's getting a bit old there after the official jingle now.
I think you need to redo the jingles.
Well, that's like just a live jingle every week, so it's different every week if you think about it like that. But I think we need to reboot the show, don't we?
We're not rebooting it again.
We need to format the hard drive, start all over again.
No, we're not doing that again.
No?
We keep doing that.
Okay. What do you mean we keep doing? We don't keep doing that. We haven't done it. The jingle we're this the beds we're using at the moment are 2014 beds. At least 2 years out of date. Right. Anyway, what have we? Shall I do a couple of news?
Yeah, if you see what's going on. I'm looking now.
You were talking about the iPhone 7, weren't you? We touched on it briefly. Yeah, no headphone socket. What do you think?
Doesn't matter now. I've got my Bluetooth headphones. I'm fine.
No, exactly. Same.
And I'm sure it'll
Bluetooth. I've got the cable on it, but I can turn on the Bluetooth and connect it up. So
I'm sure it'll come with a pair of Bluetooth. They're not going to be silly enough to sell an iPhone with no headphone and socket and then not give you headphones.
They're doing a lightning adapted headphone socket, aren't they? So
right, I suppose, but then unfortunately, unless they've massively improved the iPhone's battery life, and I mean trebled it, quadrupled it.
Apparently it is very good. And it charges, it's got that 2-amp charging.
It's quadruple its battery life at the moment.
Yeah.
Most people sit with their phone on charge listening to music. You sit because listening to music kills your battery.
Obviously, Bluetooth being enabled and connected to a device
it's
also
kill
drains.
Your
battery more. Oh, I see what you're saying.
I was driving to London on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I was on the train and I was using my new Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah.
And God, did it kill it.
Yeah, we'll do because it's constantly connecting to a Bluetooth device.
Yeah.
Obviously, you see it on the Macs with the Bluetooth keyboard and mouse.
Now, you can't plug your phone in and listen to music. You actually have to just use more battery life.
Yeah. So they need to sort that out. What happened to that? They were going to do little mini fuel cell batteries instead of lithium ion, weren't they? Did you hear about those?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Replacing
lithium ion, yeah.
It was like little mini combustion engines. Apparently, like a drop of unleaded would keep it going for days.
More likely going to blow yourself up using something like that, sure.
Maybe that's what happened. Perhaps it didn't pass the safety checks.
Took someone's hand off.
Well, that's your opinion and not the opinion of Saint FM, of course.
It's my hand gone.
You love to make it hard to edit, don't you, for the podcast? See, that's fine. I can leave that in because it has no context.
It's fine.
Right, apparently, when we're happy, we actively sabotage our good moods with grim tasks. Always keeping your house tidy and spotless may earn you the label of neat freak, but super happy may be a more accurate tag. When people voluntarily take on unpleasant tasks such as housework, they tend to be in particularly happy states, according to a new study on hedonism. The finding challenges an old prediction by some researchers that humans can be constant pleasure seekers. Otherwise it'd be a very boring life, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you weren't a constant pleasure seeker. Instead, the new study suggests that we might seek out fun, uplifting activities, mainly when we're in a bad or down mood. So that makes sense. You know, I'm upset, I want to cheer myself up, I'm going to do whatever. But yeah, that's apparently it. What's going on?
I didn't realise that had to happen. But someone has created... And let me play that again without it making sound. Someone has created a... For Microsoft's HoloLens, you know your Microsoft HoloLens.
I've seen that. It's $3,000,
crazy.
Though, which is Andrew about £3,000
now. Did and created an N3S emulator. So he's basically created a NES emulator for his HoloLens, which has created a floating 3D... 8-bit Mario game in the middle of his lounge. So when he's sitting in his lounge,
that would make
he's
sense,
looking
yeah.
at his 3D, looking through his Microsoft HoloLens, and there's a virtual 3D 8-bit Mario game being played in the middle of his lounge.
So is Mario 3D? So he's actually hopping on the platform?
It's 2D. You know, like the 8-bit.
So it's a bit like he's got an old style TV in the middle of his lounge.
No, I'll show it to you. Hang on.
Okay, it's very, very visual for this.
You
let me
describe it.
I'll try and describe it. Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, so probably to him that does look 3D.
Yes, what I mean. But it's not 3D, is it?
It will. No, but it will
be
to him.
It's pretty cool, though, isn't it?
It would be like having a thick cardboard cutout Mario.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
That's
cardboard
cutout. So it's 3D to him, though.
Yeah, it's cool, though.
Yeah. It would make it like a brand new game, wouldn't it? Be easier to play like that.
Yeah,
I would say
it's massive.
But then staring at 8-bit graphics on a TV, even a new TV or a big TV,
it's like bringing 8-bit back, baby.
Yeah, it's good. Well, we do every week with the 8-bit remix.
Yeah,
yeah. Right, should we have the brand new one from Britney?
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we have Ballroom Blitz after that?
Yeah.
Did you search it?
Look, no, well, I didn't have a chance.
I'll search it up.
I didn't have a chance.
While doing this track.
More tech news after this. Don't go anywhere. This one, you don't make me move. Like it ain't a choice for you. Like you got a job to do. Just want you to raise my roof. Something sensational. There you go, that was Britney. And just before the download chart, we're going to have a bit of Ballroom Blitz now. You ready?
Great track.
Yeah, but I've got to do this in front of it because it sounds a bit retro. 7FM. There you go, that was Sweet with Ballroom Blitz on your true number one local radio station, 7FM 94.7. The Archies now. With Sugar Sugar.
Molden District, Saint FM 94.7.
Sugar. No, not really. We'll be back after this with Download Chart.
Molden District's true local radio,
Saint FM 94.7.
Welcome back to the show. Should we do the Download Chart, James?
Do it.
Before we do that, though, we've got to do the featuring game. It is the law.
So is Adam actually coming tonight?
Or yeah, he is. Just, yeah. I think he's just stuffing his face first, and then he'll be in.
Priorities.
So he'll probably stink the room out. But, you know, he's got to eat, I suppose, isn't he? No. Right, should we... how many out of the UK top 10 downloads do you think have a featuring artist, James?
Of course, it's been 3 weeks since I had to guess, isn't it? So I would say... Has the charts changed that much? I will say
I have,
four.
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 I'm going five as normal, slap bang in the middle with five. Five. That's five. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. From three to... from three to one. From 10 to 1, here we go. You'd have thought I'd have had it prepared by now.
Mate,
really,
nothing surprises me anymore, if I'm honest.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean? I've got to find the download chart. Hang on. The official chart downloads. Normally it comes up when you
do
the
search. Just keeping it real, Rich.
I know. There we go.
I think someone's done a hit and run on the Barclays pens in the bar.
My goodness me.
That's not
other
good,
banks
is it?
Are available, of course. But there
right,
are three.
Right, lads, we need some pens in the studio. Let's go Barclays and get some of their free pens. Like.
What's the other one? It's
just
pink.
A pink one.
What is it?
Smarter. Smarter.co.uk.
I've no idea what that is.
It makes a good weapon.
Yeah. As there's a free pen here and we're using it to make important notes,
mm-hmm.
although we're all digital, it could be useful. So, yeah. Let's do it then. Let's do the top 10 downloads from 10 to 1. Here we go.
Number 10.
At number 10, we've got Chainsmokers featuring Halsey and Closer.
That's a featuring.
Up from 20.
That's
yeah, it is. It's a starter.
Number 9.
9 this week. It's Christine and the Queens and Tilted, down from 8 this week. Christine and the Queens. Never heard of it, have you, Joe?
Never, mate.
Number 8.
8 this week, it's Shawn Mendes and Treat You Better, down from 3.
Number 7.
Teeks featuring Dan Harkner. Sunshine, up from 35. I've heard this one. Sings about the sunshine.
Number 6.
21 Pilots and Heathens, you heard it earlier. It's up from 19 to 6. It's a good track, that.
Number 5.
Down from 4, it's Jonas Blue featuring JP Cooper and Perfect Strangers at 5.
Number 4.
Up from 5, it's Don't Let Me Down by Chainsmokers featuring Daya. Not good to Chainsmoke.
Is that the second one?
Yeah, I'll do it after the...
Okay. Trying to keep track. Yeah, trying to keep track.
Yep.
Number 3.
3 this week, it's Callum Scott, and still dancing on his own, James.
Well, he's got no friends, mate.
No.
Bit like Adam.
Down from 2. Number 2. 2 down from 1. It's Major Lazer featuring Justin Bieber and M.O. or Mo, whatever way you want to say it. Cold Water. Down from 1. Which means, James?
There's a brand new number 1.
There is.
Cough.
It's DJ Snake featuring Justin Bieber and Let Me Love You is the brand new number 1. What's the betting it's not here? Should we make sure it's here?
Yeah, let's guess.
Let Me Love You. Let's have a look. Bit of real-time searching. We've got Ralph Stanley, Shuffler and King, Let Me Love You.
Right.
Doesn't look like we've got the Bieber.
No.
Let Me Love You. We've got Neo and Let Me Love You. I think that's the next best track of the same name, don't you? Neo?
Really?
Not your number one.
No.
Well, what should we have then?
Play the number 2 or the number 3.
Oh, the number 2. Major Lazer featuring Justin. Justin Bieber's at number 1 and 2.
That's all right. Do that then.
What? You're condoning playing another Bieber track?
Yeah, it's fine.
That's shocking. See if we've got it. Might have it. Sound FM 94.7. We've got Damien Rice in Cold Water. Haven't heard Damien Rice. That's a name you haven't heard recently, isn't it? Should we play that? What do you think?
It's up to you.
Damien Rice?
It's up to you.
Do you remember him from the 90s?
No.
You don't?
No.
Don't remember Damien Rice?
No.
It's a tough choice. I think we'll play Neo, Let Me Love You. Not the UK number one download. It's Neo, Let Me Love You, Saint FM 94.7. Tech show me, Rich.
Me, James.
And we're doing the reveal after this. Girl, let me love you, and I will love you until you learn to love yourself. Girl, let me love you, I know your trouble, don't be afraid. Girl, let me help. Girl, let me love you, and I will love you until you learn to love yourself. Girl, let me love you, a heart of darkness that's brought to life.
District, Saint FM 94.7.
Brand new one from Five Sauce, or 5 Seconds of Summer is the long way to say it. Girls Talk Boys from the Ghostbusters soundtrack.
Terrible film.
Hang on a minute.
What, the new one? You were bigging it up last time we were talking.
It's a good popcorn movie, but it gets worse the more you think about
what you
actually
watch. What do you mean
a popcorn
movie?
You know, you just go there to eat popcorn. This is. I sound weird. What's going on?
It just needs a bit of wiggling. It's fine. It's a bit. It's like that over here. It's a bit. Hang on. There you go. Yeah, so Ghostbusters, apparently there's not going to be a sequel to this one, is there?
It's like the lowest grossing.
That is James's ever. Opinion. And
no, it
the
is.
Opinion
it
of
was,
FM.
No, it is. It's already been reported. It's not me reporting it. It's in the press. It's out there.
It's fact, isn't it?
I have to say, personally, I didn't fancy the idea of going to see it.
Suicide Squad was amazing. That was a good film.
It sounds good. But it's is that Marvel?
DC.
DC. I always get it wrong. I was getting it mixed up.
The cuddly, warm comedy films are the Marvel ones.
Yeah.
And the dark, brooding bit of weird humour are the DC films.
Okay. Still don't know.
Just think Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Batman is DC.
Superman?
Any of Batman's villains, yeah, he's DC.
Right, okay.
Batman and Superman appear together. You wouldn't see Iron Man and Batman together.
You will one day.
One day you will.
Yeah. That,
in my dreams.
Bit of a strange dream, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
You know what, it's weird listening to the show as a listener.
Oh, you listened?
Yeah, I did a little bit on the way.
I don't.
Okay.
It's weird.
Did you hear us talking about you?
Yeah, at the very beginning. Okay. Yeah.
Always talk about you.
Yeah, we do.
I talk about you when I'm at work.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's probably tell people he only came in for a prepay and he left with a contract.
And what?
Isn't that off air on air in a big bad way?
Who did that?
Yeah. Good job no brands or names were mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't entice him.
No. Right.
Don't encourage him, you mean?
What? Oh, yeah. Well, same difference, isn't it?
Mm. Enticing is what you do in a playground.
I'm just opening my bottle here. Nothing. This is my sealed bottle.
Right, okay. Featuring.
That's a funny bottle.
One.
You're gulping that
two,
down.
Two, James. So that makes you the winner by default. What track do you want? You've sort of had the track you wanted earlier.
Yeah, well, I want another one.
What do you want?
Is the Little Mix song Hair on there? Featuring Sean Paul.
Have you turned into a teenage girl?
Yes.
He's choosing all up the
it's
old...
It's a good...
first Justin like Bieber, and now Hair.
It's featuring Sean Paul.
We should do a... We should do a GIF looping Twitter thing with you doing that.
Honestly, when amazing. It plays, yeah. Do that.
All right, I'll do it and then we'll try and loop it.
No, you do it.
What?
It feels natural. It feels
really?
Natural to do it.
But it's not on here now, is it?
No, you've got a Roddy shoulder.
You've
got a Roddy shoulder.
I don't think it's on here. It might be a little, little mix. Should be.
Hair.
It should be, shouldn't it?
Featuring Sean Paul.
Sean Paul.
You have to say his name. We can't call him Sean Paul. It's Sean Paul.
Sean Paul.
No, not Sean Paul.
You don't say duh.
Oh, Sean Paul.
It's not on here.
What?
It's not on here.
It better be.
It's not.
Hair.
Hair. Yeah,
how's
not on
that
here.
Song not on?
We've got Lady Gaga in Hair.
No.
We've got Corey.
Okay, I'm fine. Hair. I'm going to find another one.
Okay. Fine.
We will go with... I'm devastated.
What about any Little Mix song?
No. It has to be Sean Paul.
Yes, you're trying to find another Justin Bieber track.
No.
No way.
All right, and we want Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys, what a tune.
That'd be on there, wouldn't it?
Anything by the Beastie Boys is a tune.
Yeah. Beastie Boys, Sabotage. Just looking it up, hold on.
Are either of you two free on the 28th of this month?
Is this off air on air?
Yeah.
I don't want to agree to it on air because then it's recorded and...
good point.
It can hold me to it.
It's the 90s evening in the Pink Toothbrush.
Oh, I saw you attending that. I thought, yeah. Typical. He's doing that and didn't invite me.
Well, tough. I've invited
and
you now.
And you invited me now, so yeah. It's actually all right. You've redeemed yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm just trying to find your track.
How long is this taking?
I don't know.
What, Sabotage? It's not on here.
What?
No, it's not. Beastie Boys.
Oh,
Intergalactic we've got.
Right, we want Cheap Thrills by Sia.
I don't think that's on here either.
What?
Right, what?
This is... What kind of radio station is this?
A good one. Mm. Shall I try Beastie Boys again? It might come up. Hold on. Because I like Sabotage. It's a good song.
No.
Although I feel like we've been sabotaged right now. The fact it's not on here. How about Shake Your Rump?
No, don't want Shake Your Rump.
Intergalactic. It's got to be Intergalactic, hasn't it?
No.
Why not?
Eminem, Not Afraid. Go on.
God,
I'm jumping all over the genres this evening.
Not Afraid.
That's how eclectic.
That's definitely on there.
Yeah, it'll definitely be on here. Not Afraid.
But how long it will take to find it is a completely different matter.
How's your watch going, Adam?
Very good.
Have you scratched it yet?
It's had a few little dings and dents, but that's
makes
the nature
you feel
of the watch.
Sick when it gets scratched.
Oh, God,
it?
I hate it when I hit it something. I go, what have I just done?
It's awful.
What have you done?
I remember the first time I scratched it. Yeah.
It's not scratched yet. It's just kind of, it's looking a bit used now.
I don't like it like that.
No, you can. Apparently, you can buy rugged cases for them.
Yeah, but why would you do that?
It just looks like a massive rugged watch.
I found it.
What you
there
got?
You go.
Eminem, Not Afraid.
Thank the Lord.
Saint FM.
Is that Sean Paul, is it?
No, Sean Paul. No.
No. Can you download it for later on?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Can we play through the? A phone through the
no,
desk.
No, we
can't.
Do that. It's not right to do that, and you can't
legal.
Do that. Saint FM 94.7, Eminem, Not Afraid.
Malden District, Saint FM 94.7. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Eminem, Not Afraid on Saint FM 94.7. It is that time where we're going to do this.
I think the internet's gone down.
I think
it has, yeah.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
The gaming bit. The gaming
won't
bit.
Can't do the gaming
bit. The gaming bit.
Rich.
The game.
The internet's gone down.
The game.
Technical difficulties.
The gaming bit.
On the technology
bit,
show.
Bit.
Hang on a minute. I'll make it work.
Make it work.
Believe you me.
See, I don't let anything fluster me.
Well, I'm not flustered.
Doing the gaming
neither
bit.
Neither am I.
No, I'm not flustered.
When I'm
just
doing the
to
gaming
stop you
bit
from singing.
Jingle.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing flusters me.
I could fluster you right now.
It doesn't matter. We can do the gaming bit because
why?
We don't need to do... We can wait to do the chart and we can just talk about what games are around at the moment.
Call of Duty.
What's Fallout 4 all about?
No
looks,
idea.
Looks pretty good.
I can't tell about the internet.
Neither can I. Need the internet right now.
Shall I do the funny voices? I haven't done it ever. Shall I do it? Because I've got internet.
It's back now.
Oh.
Thank God for that.
What? I've never done it.
Do you know
I
what?
I think I should do it.
It saved the day.
I think I should do it, shouldn't I?
Mm. Is it back?
It should be. It's flashing light. Yes, it's back. Oh, thank God for that. Praise the Lord.
Fine.
Praise the tech geniuses who fixed that.
I was gonna do the gaming section there, and it would have been different.
Minecraft.
The gaming gods intervened.
Exactly. They didn't want it to happen.
Dark Souls.
No, that just sounds
16. Good.
You two just have not got the movie voice, have you? What's going on? What are you lacking?
I don't know.
Some oomph. Some inner oomph.
Mm. Right, big,
are we ready?
Big pipes.
Give me some numbers. Yeah, I've got them.
Number 10.
Minecraft Xbox Edition.
Nice.
It's back.
Back in the chair.
Number 9.
Call of Duty. Black Ops 3.
Oh, talking about that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Stranger Things.
It's great.
Have you been watching
I've only
it?
Seen episode 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm binge watching it at
I
the
don't
moment.
Really watch much TV now.
Oh.
I'm an outdoors person now.
Oh. Oh, yeah, but this is Stranger Things, Netflix. Obviously, we're not sponsored by Netflix. It's my opinion. It's
I wish we were. Free Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix, if you're listening
all
to the podcast or here. You know, we're
it
up
is,
for that.
It is great.
Yeah, Stranger Things is like, it's set in the 80s, isn't it? And they made it look completely retro.
Yeah.
Without giving too
it's
much
like
away.
It's like Stand By Me meets the Goonies.
Oh, I was going to say E.T. meets the Goonies.
Kind of E.T.
Yeah.
Not scary. E.T.'s not scary, though.
No, but it's got that element. Because the girl is like, the girl is like E.T.
No, she's not.
Sort of. You know what I'm saying, sort of.
It's pretty awesome. But don't spoil it for me. I've only seen episode one.
No, it's good. Oh, you need to, oh. It gets better. It's edge of your seat stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's really good.
Whenever I'm off work, I'm out walking now.
Oh. Okay.
Whereas I used to just sit and binge watch TV.
Yeah.
I'm making the most of the summer. Like you said, how are you so brown? This is it.
It's because he's been out.
Mm. I'm out. Mm. Out and about.
No,
seeing the sunlight.
No, Strange Things is a definitely...
I'm saving up all my TV shows for winter
watch.
Time.
I know it's
raining.
Not gaming. It's not gaming, but, you know.
No.
Well, you're going to wait to watch Strange Things. I can't wait. I have to watch it every night.
Mm.
I'm going to be really annoyed when season one's gone.
Okay.
Season two has been confirmed, though.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah.
Right, we go to number 8.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Number 8.
Doom.
What?
Number 7.
FIFA 16!
Number 6.
Rocket League.
That wasn't right.
What happened there?
It started playing a track, but it was quite well timed.
It actually worked quite nicely.
It sounded like we'd gone to scene two or something.
Some background noise you just kind of started.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
ambiance.
Ambiance. Ready? Should we have some more?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bit creepy. Too much.
Why you got small children sound effects? What's going on?
It's a song.
So number 7. What?
Oh, sorry.
Number 5.
Number 6.
Nine. Really?
Number 5.
Uncharted. Oi. 4. A Thief's End.
Did you hear the way he changed his mood between 6 and 5? I've never noticed that. You never hear it back to that. You ready? Hold on.
Number 6. Number 5.
Number 5.
Number 6.
Number 5.
No, that was after a lunch break.
Hang on a minute.
Number 10. Number 9. Number 8. Number 7. Number 6. Number 5.
Yeah, see,
number
after...
Number 4.
He's home.
Number 3.
That's the end of the day.
Number 2.
He's
number
tired.
1.
Number 1.
What's the guy's name?
Matt, can we do that again, please?
No. Number 1.
No.
No. Number 1.
One more time.
Number 1.
No. Up it. Up the pitch.
Number one.
No, better.
Number one.
Really emphasise the
Number one.
Just get the worth for me.
Nah, next.
Number one.
Where were we anyway? I've lost
say
track.
Say again for me.
Yeah.
Number five.
Number four.
Number four.
Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Awakens. That just sounds really weird.
Number three.
Overwatch.
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 Apple Watch.
Apple Watch.
Number two.
Apple Watch.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
GTF.
Leaves me with nothing to say when you do that.
I know. You got to say it's in the gang.
But the all important.
Number one.
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, wow.
No Man's Sky.
It's in the sky. That sounds like a well-known TV.
Yeah, I know. I did think that after I did that.
Slogan.
Okay, we have passed the big hour of 9 o'clock.
Oh. Have we?
If you're listening live, if you're on the podcast, that makes absolutely no
sense.
That's
probably like 10 minutes in.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I've had more content than that. 20. Because you haven't been here.
I make that podcast. What
we'll
do
be,
you mean?
We'll be back with movies. We're not going to skip movies. We'll be back with movies after the new one from Lucas Graham. It's called Mama Said. And that's what we heard just now. Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was quite alright. I kind of people had a bed for the night. And it was okay. Mama told us we were good kids. And daddy told us never listen to the ones pointing the nasty fingers and making fun. Cause we were good kids. Don't get me wrong, I didn't have it bad. Enough loving from my mom and dad. Lucas Graham, Mama Said, the brand new one. And we're a bit over nine, so we are running a bit late,
You made a good point off air on air.
Oh, yeah?
We haven't done a poll today, have we?
No, we haven't. Should we do that before movies?
Skip the poll.
Skip the poll today? Oh,
yeah,
really?
we're a bit late in the show.
A bit late. Yeah. Adam threw it all out. That's what
happened. It's all my fault, isn't it?
Yeah, blame Adam. Yeah, it is, yeah. Just blame Adam. Hashtag.
Some of
us might have been working when before they got to the show, but who do you have?
Who else? No, was I working before I got to the show? Got here on time.
Oh, yeah, same.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, have I had a day off today? No, I'm off tomorrow, though, so that's
all right for some. Are
you? What, a Friday?
Yeah.
What is happening to the universe?
That's what happens when you're in James's industry. You just take days off whenever you want.
No, I was working Tuesday.
That's not very nice, is it?
Are you downtreading my industry?
he could stereotype you into a geek, but he doesn't do that, does he?
I am, so stereotype
him into a lot worse than that.
Wow.
And it wouldn't be a stereotype, it'd be the truth.
Oh.
Fair enough. Right, so... Yeah.
Stay away from that conversation.
Don't push me, Adam.
We're doing movies, so before we do movies, of course...
I'm a man on the edge.
Of your seat because of Stranger Things?
No.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm still preferring Preacher to that anyway. Like Preacher.
I don't watch that.
It's a great show.
Stranger Things in 4K. Prefer that.
I don't have Netflix. So I watch it in other ways.
You can't watch it in other ways at all. What, through someone's window, you mean? Yeah,
yeah, I stand outside their house like Stranger Things.
Oh, dear. Right, anyway.
When that light bulb glows, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. That only makes sense. Adam would probably be mesmerised by that and then get sucked away.
What?
Adam the light bulb, it sucks them away, doesn't it?
Sucked off.
Dolls, we're spoiling it now.
Sucked off.
Right, should we do movies?
I'm involving myself in this conversation.
Should we do movies?
I've stayed away from this one. It's too dangerous.
Let's do movies. You ready?
Please. Move along.
Okay. I've got to find the jingle.
You're in a hole and get out of it quickly.
What?
Can this say quickly?
One radio station. Saint FM 94.7.
And now it's time for James Hayden. And back to the movies.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank goodness there was a juncture there. Right, anyway, time for you to do your thing, James. It's time for the movies.
Yeah.
Movies.
That's it, mate.
So what's sort of taking
your interest? You didn't play my One Community thing, did you?
Yes, I did.
Or was I too busy laughing?
Yeah. I think so.
You was.
That's why I faded you out.
That was it.
yes. That's definitely why. What's going on in the world of movies this week?
James is the man.
I'm looking.
We can only imitate when he's away.
That is actually pretty true.
That is true.
That's a valid point.
Adam does his movie voice, which is like this.
Do it, Adam.
One community.
What?
One radio station.
Stop it now. Stop it now.
Saint Heaven. 94.7.
No, you just sound like an old man that's kind of been let loose in the studio.
There's a pre-recording tonight, apparently.
I was waiting for that.
Anyway.
They're not relating, are they?
Sorry? I don't even know what I was talking about.
Anyway. All
right, carry on.
So, anyway. Now you two girls have finished laughing.
Sorry.
That was a very in-joke, wasn't it,
Rich? Right.
I don't know. Carry on, anyway.
23rd of September. A little bit down the road.
Oh, yeah?
It's a month.
They've done a classic remake of The Magnificent Seven.
It just doesn't sound appealing.
It does. It's a Western.
Yeah, I always, I as a kid, I used to hate that when there was... It was either, I think, on a Saturday afternoon, it was like sports, some open university thing, a Western, and more sports. That was the four-channel lineup of
remade
the 80s
Westerns
on a Saturday.
Are amazing. So it's got Denzel Washington in it, of everything. Chris Pratt of Guardians of the Galaxy. Ethan Hawke of Everything Cool.
Mm.
Vincent D'Onofrio, who is Kingpin in Daredevil.
Yeah, okay.
Don't know him.
It sounds like this could be a sequel of the film Fantastic Four, couldn't it?
No.
Have you ever had a title of it?
No.
They're not related.
Magnificent Seven was before.
It's the boy Magnificent Seven.
From what James has said, it sounds like Magnificent Five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it's three. Anyway,
I was going to say.
Or three.
That's all you need, though.
Just stick three. The other ones aren't so magnificent.
It's got one nomination already. It's got one nomination already for an award as well.
Oh, okay. Mm. What's that? The most magnificent
It's film. The reimagining of the 1960 film The Magnificent Seven from 1960, obviously, which itself was a reimagining of Seven Samurai in 1954.
It just doesn't... Remakes
Love a
don't
remake.
Seem to be doing great. What? Ghostbusters?
No.
Not every remake.
I have to say, there seems to be this big remake thing coming on.
Reboot.
This
year.
It's re-release thing.
See, now, Magnificent Seven is more of a reboot, whereas Ghostbusters was a continuation, wasn't it?
No.
No, it's
no, we
it's
don't, a, I don't really know what it was, if I'm honest.
So
it
it's not really
awful.
It's not a rebrand, it's just a,
no, it's
a
just,
mockery.
I suppose it shows you, though, when you mash up two good things, it creates a bad thing, because... The Bridesmaids film, which most of those characters
Love
were in, was good, wasn't it?
The same.
Ghostbusters was good.
The
but
same.
But when you mash them together...
Doesn't work.
No.
Bad it's Santa 2. Did you watch Bad Santa? That's a great
I'm
film.
Sure. It's hard to find a time to watch it when the kids aren't around, you know?
Yeah, don't watch it with the kids.
No.
Yeah. Bad Santa 2, just carrying on exactly from where it left off. The whole original same cast.
2003 original Bad Santa came out.
Really?
Awesome.
That's so
shocking.
So funny.
That's shocking.
Have you ever seen it?
No, but it looks hilarious.
Honestly, it is the worst.
Is it a Christmas film or is it?
Yeah, you need to watch it.
So
Christmas.
I need to watch it at Christmas time.
Don't watch it with your parents.
Do not watch it with your parents.
No. I will watch this with my own.
If you don't like awkward silences,
that's
yeah.
Watch the film with them, but if not.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Mm. Cheers for the heads up.
Yeah.
If I call my name and go, Adam,
you might get some
center?
Tips.
I wouldn't
really,
ever do
Adam.
That. I doubt.
You might get
nah.
some tips.
Wouldn't have thought.
No.
No.
The kid in it's a bit like you.
Hang on a minute. It's not very nice, is it? is there a complaints procedure I can start?
Not my department.
It starts here.
Oh dear.
Where do we finish it?
Oh dear.
Right. Okay. Anyway,
I cancel that complaint.
Moving on. Moving on. What? Sorry, interrupted. Mid refuel.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Right.
Yo.
He just forgot we're on air for a second.
Yo.
Took a sip of his drink. He's like.
Yo.
Yeah, and also to keep it recent, I have just watched the Suicide Squad movie, and it was awesome.
Hmm?
A lot of people are raving about that. So.
It does, yeah. It does sound good.
It's so good.
Not a nice title,
but almost called. It started a petition to get Rotten Tomatoes website shut down because it's so wrong.
What rating did it get then?
I don't know, but Rotten Tomatoes absolutely
like 10%
destroyed it.
Oh. And everyone was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, it is absolutely phenomenal.
Okay,
where'd you go and see it?
IMAX, Basildon.
Okay, other cinemas are available.
You asked the question.
Not, I know,
not,
but
not as good.
You know, we've got a
that is Jones' opinion.
We've
and
got
not
remain
Saint FM.
You know,
yeah,
it's, on brand. It's great. I loved it, and Harley Quinn was absolutely phenomenal in it. So was Will Smith as Deadshot, if I'm honest.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
It's okay. Great.
I think I am going to watch it, though. Cause
you need to watch it.
It's one of those ones everyone says you need to go and watch.
Yeah,
so.
It is.
Well, we've done that loads with you, but you don't end up watching anything we recommend.
What, I mean, The Princess Bride that you asked me to
that
watch
was
like
brilliant.
6 months ago?
That yeah, but Pulp Fiction, for instance. Have you seen that yet?
No. Reservoir Dogs?
No. I want to see Pulp Fiction, definitely.
And Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, okay. I need a list.
It's so frustrating.
It's not frustrating.
Knowing how good the movies are,
but I have
and knowing
seen
you're not
them.
Watching
Stand By Me.
I watched that, didn't I?
Did you watch Stand
yeah,
By Me?
Yeah, I watched Stand By Me. That's the first one you gave me, isn't
it? So you watched that,
yeah.
But you didn't watch anything else?
I know, I like Stand By Me. That was good. That was interesting.
Strange.
It's not a documentary,
strange.
Adam.
No. Right, we're going off track, so should we move on to the next section?
Yeah, are we doing one star? Because I heard that conversation that was going on earlier.
Maybe,
that.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Ooh. Oh.
Crank us up louder.
Turn that racky down.
Shut up. Crank it up even more.
Molden District, Saint FM, 94.7.
You get me?
Me?
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Yes, that's right. Blah, 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 blah. That's right. A rather late start to hour two, but we are here.
You went, that's right. That's
yeah, I was going to say rather and right combined in my head and
oh,
created a...
Oh, I see. Very odd.
A rather strange start to the show. Second hour, that is. Should we go retro or modern to take us to... I don't think we're going to... I think one star's binned off this week and we'll do weird and strange.
What?
Should we...
What's the matter?
I don't know. What do you think? Should we do one star?
Yeah.
After this, then?
Yeah.
Let's do one
retro
star.
Retro or modern, take a vote.
We've done a lot of retro. I'm up for a modern track now.
Ah, it's a shame. You could have had this.
Oh, what? That's
what?
A good tune.
You could have had The Jam and A Town Called Malice.
Oh, I love that song.
Now, can I change my choice?
No.
Oh, can we do this for the... Oh, okay.
That's we're having right. The sound by the 1975. Saint FM 94.7. Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
About one star for this. The 1975 and the sound. That's a bit of a mouthful to say that when it's the 1975
the and the
sound.
And the sound.
Yeah, so it doesn't really work. It doesn't really work.
I sound really flat today. What have you done to my settings?
I don't know.
You look pretty flat as well.
Well,
you weren't here when we set the mics up, so
well,
I've just done
set
that.
Them up, Mr. In Charge.
I've done it.
Blimey.
It's done.
Awkward.
It's sorted. It's fine. So, that was the brand new one from the 1975. And we are going to do one-star reviews
yes,
right now.
We are.
Are we ready?
No.
Well, not really, but no. We've got to decide on an item, but, you know, we'll do that. I like what comes up
electronic
on the screen.
Electronic air conditioners.
Yeah, they, do you know
what? That'd work, wouldn't it?
People were going to get very moany about those.
Well, yeah, that's why I said it.
All right.
Let's do it. Ready?
Oh.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
Da, 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 da. Seriously.
Da, da, da. Come on, James.
No.
That's what we do.
That's what we do now.
That's seriously wrong with
you
two.
This is how we start this section.
It's good, isn't it? Come on, James.
No, it's rubbish.
Why didn't you sing it?
Because I don't get involved in your nonsense.
Fair enough. Right, so we're doing one-star reviews, and today's first item... Is let's see.
Is what?
Air conditioners.
Air conditioning.
Really? So, that's not technology.
Well, noise garden blowers and everything else we've chosen. So do you know what?
What about a Fitbit or a smart band or something?
Let's do that next.
If it has
we've done that before anyway.
If it has a plug, it's technically
we've
technology.
Done practically everything.
No, it's electronic.
What about bug bats? We'll do a bug bat one next.
Oh, that's terrible.
The bug zappers.
All right.
Is that what we've been degraded to?
Come up with something better then.
Come up with something better. Yeah. We'll take it.
Should we do mobile air conditioners or ones that actually get installed?
Mobile ones, because more people are more likely to purchase those. Seriously.
James, it's a good bit. Don't worry. It's fine. There's one here called... it's called something like the Antarctica or something. Let's see. It's apparently a bestseller, but I bet it's got... Oh, it's got no one star reviews.
So it's the bestseller.
It is best, yeah.
There you go. They're not lying.
There you go. If you're looking around.
Go to a generic shopping site.
Amazon.
Not Amazon.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Other shopping sites.
Oh, there's five one-star of this one.
Oh.
This is a 9,000 BTU portable air conditioning unit.
That probably meant nothing to nobody.
That's such bad English.
Nothing for nobody.
Jesus, that was terrible.
I'm common, innit?
This one's by John.
Poor Corning could only manage a few degrees in a small room. I shall continue, okay? This unit claims to be suitable for a 19 square metre room. We used it in a room 15 metres square and a sloping ceiling, so less volume than a true cube room. It managed to cool only by a few degrees, according to the display, from 28 to 25 degrees, despite being set on high and temperature set to 16. We'd done all the right things, doors and windows closed, tube extended out the window with the gap blocked, in the right position, everything. Not only was the air coming from the unit not especially cold, but the unit kept turning off. You can hear a change in the sound and the air output becoming just room temperature for 10 minutes plus. There were no warnings and the water chamber was not full.
Yeah. Next one says, rubbish, do not waste your money. Okay, I'm ready for that one.
Don't waste your money. This unit doesn't do what it says in the product description. It cannot be run without the venting pipe. If you do, the heat coming out the back heats the room. The temperature for air conditioning as yet, I haven't managed to get it below 19. It is a big, heavy, cumbersome unit with for the size of the machine, a small vent for expelling your cool air. Save money and buy a fan.
So there you go. Yeah, save money and buy a fan. So that was that. Right, okay. What we're doing next, fitness bands.
Yeah.
If they're not funny.
I'm sure we've done it.
If they're not funny, a cordless drill looks interesting.
What?
Oh, that could be good. A drill.
Come on. DIY.
Come on, people. Come on, people with DIY.
Have you seen the skateboards that are powered by drills?
Yes.
Cordless drills. Have you seen how fast those things go?
You literally have to have no life to be able to start experimenting with that. I'm gonna be honest there.
Skateboards powered by drills.
Yeah, have you not seen it? They get
you're gonna
these long,
die.
No, James. Seriously, they go really fast. They get these long, sort of bendy pipes. Put the drill in, pull it, and it actually makes it go along. And they steer it doing that, and it kind of
and that's
how you speed, kill yourself.
Control the speed with the drill.
Yeah, okay.
No, you're gonna die.
I wouldn't recommend that. That's
no,
not
that is
James'
opinion.
It not the opinion.
No,
I'm not recommending.
You suggested
saying,
it. Don't even put
just
it.
Just saying,
not,
I've seen people do
half
it.
Of Burnham's gonna be running around on skateboards with drills attached to them.
Impaled by a drill.
Exactly, and they're gonna quote you on air now.
No.
Why did this happen? Well, I listened to this guy on the radio.
No.
Collisions all around Burnham.
Yeah.
Nah. Right, this one. Absolutely disgusted at the quality of this product. This is a... let's just see what it is. It's a sports bracelet. Okay? It's a sports bracelet. Absolutely disgusted at the quality of this product, says Amy.
Disgusted, wow. Strong
absolutely
words.
Absolutely disgusted at the quality...
I physically threw up.
Absolutely disgusted at the quality of this product. I opened the package and it read 63 steps. After wearing it for both a run and a walk, the number of steps didn't increase. On contacting the seller, a return was refused. Do not buy. It's an utter waste of your time and money.
How much is it?
13 people found it helpful. It is at a cost of $19.99.
Reading some of the drill ones, they look kind of interesting. So okay. If you want to switch over to that, if we want to...
Okay, Adam. Jesus.
Sorry. Last one, producer Adam.
Sorry.
Not fit for purpose, lots not to like, says Neil.
Wow. How bad can software get? And yes, I did make sure I was on the latest firmware, etc. ... with a completely unreliable stick.
I don't know what firmware is.
It's solid though. With a completely unreliable step count, a total inability to display the correct time, and flaky Bluetooth, this really is the poorest fitness tech I've ever had the displeasure of buying.
Ever?
No.
Great.
My advice, there, mate. Spend good money and get a good product. I didn't waste my time sending this back. It went in a bin after 3 days of persistency.
I had a customer like that.
Do you know what? You get what
through
you pay for.
Threw his new phone in the bin.
But really, if you get that angry, you chuck it in the bin.
Yeah,
wow. Do you know
phone.
What? That's really cut off your nose to spot your face there, yeah. Isn't it? Enough with this.
I was fed up with it.
It's a bit.
I couldn't get my contacts on it, so I threw it in the bin.
It's a bit like the same principle with a car, isn't it? I don't like this car. Just drive it off a cliff.
It really is throwing your toys out of your pram.
It really
pram,
is. Just return it. Yeah, you know, explain poor. That you don't like
There's
it.
There's nothing. You can. It's like in those films where you see people
he
getting
was so
angry.
Proud that he did it, though. And I was like, are you actually.
You've just wasted
me?
Money.
It's
just
terrible. He could have given it to someone for free.
Some
if he couldn't do it,
could have wanted
given
that.
I said, you're not helping the environment very much.
Exactly. You don't just chuck.
But that went down well.
Fully working phone in a bin.
Went down really well.
That's like in those films where you see people getting so angry. And they just smash their place up. What does that achieve long term?
That's what Adam does when he throws his toys out the pram. Smashes stuff up.
They're going to calm down and then go. Yes. Oh,
no, you
now
do
I've got
that.
To clear this
no,
mess up.
No, you do see that. You smash a door and you go, why did I smash a door? Now I've got to pay to repair that.
Yeah, they go.
Hang on a minute, you get The thing is, you get even angry at the fact that you just
got
angry.
Have you ever smashed anything up, Adam?
I bet you have.
Unfortunately, I can't disclose that on air. Otherwise, I'll be,
liable.
Oh. In a lot of trouble.
Oh, blimey. What have you vandalised?
What have you smashed up?
Nothing.
That's a bit worrying, isn't it? Wow. Bit of a rebel.
I know. A lot you don't know about me.
As a phone, it's a waste of money, says LM French. Very disappointed. I bought this.
That doesn't mean you have to do it in a French accent.
I didn't.
No, that was
it was a fake.
No, that's
I
a very...
I bought this for my 13-year-old grandson as a present.
It's a bit of a creepy accent.
And it is so complicated
it's a bit
that
German.
You cannot use it.
No, it's a bit German.
Really?
Yeah, hello.
I asked to return... And the retailer offered me 15% off the price. I asked what the replacement watch.
Do you know who you're doing?
Told me the time
all
the time.
Have you ever seen what? Have you ever seen what's the one?
Hello, Dave. You want to buy pigs, Dave?
Sort of, yeah.
Dave, you want to buy my pigs? I want your wife, Dave.
Once the time was set, it lasted for 3 to 5 minutes and then
your
stopped.
Wife, Dave.
After numerous emails and lots of gobbledygook instructions, I gave up.
We love the gobbledygook, Dave.
Gobbledygook.
Dave.
It's nothing but gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
So I sent it back.
No. Okay.
Dave, you want a bad pick?
This went from a very light French accent to something else.
Gobbledygook.
Oh, don't, please.
Dave, you want a bad pick, Dave?
Rebecca says, Zerona app removed from Google Play Store. What?
She makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
Basically.
So I'm not going to bother with that.
Please
right, what are we doing? Call the drill.
That's crap. It, and then
call
we'll wrap
the drill.
It up.
Right, okay. Like a bad present.
I know I'm getting for Christmas this year then.
Cordless drill.
Please.
You need it.
You got 84 quid.
What? Oh, you're looking at the same one I am. That's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is funny.
Right, this one says, okay for home DIY.
Yeah, this one's a funny one. It's weird that you got the same one.
It says dumpster.
Dumpster. Dumpster. Ain't it, man?
What?
Don't call me Dom. Call me the dumpster.
I'm the dumpster. I'll empty my trash all over you.
Let me get my drill out.
This drill is only for light DIY work around the house.
Wait, what's he drilling?
For an 18V drill, the power just isn't up for drilling 3mm of steel.
What do you want to expect that? What is he trying to achieve? Buy a real drill.
The drill cuts out and just doesn't have the power for easy drilling. Slow motor pickup when the trigger is pressed, used for a week,
don't
and then got myself another set.
So he's expecting an 18 volt drill to drill through thick steel.
3mm of steel.
What?
Need a hammer drill.
What
with a
logic is that?
Specialist bit.
He's probably using a wood bit.
Yeah, he's going.
Probably.
To be fair, Rich,
yeah,
we did worse in the past.
Well, no comments. anyway. It's all in the past now, it's fine.
The past is the past.
Wobbly Chuck
just
says
take
G-Man.
That drill bit out. It's red hot! That happened many a time. I've still got the scars.
Yeah. So have I somewhere.
That's not from the drill bit.
No, that's from faulty ladder equipment.
My best memory of that, taking a bit of off air on air, was when we were with a certain other installer.
Screwdriver came down from above.
Rihanna and that song, what was it, Whips and Chains?
Yeah. Came Chains on, and Whips.
And we cranked it up and everybody looked at us in a popular fast food.
No, that wasn't that Whips was us, and Chains. It? But no, it wasn't Rihanna.
It was you and me, wasn't
you.
It? Yeah.
And it was Nicki Minaj.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, Whips and Chains was something else.
That's, I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was.
No. The best
that was a different night.
The best one was that other installer was up that ladder in that really posh house.
I don't think that was
raining.
With me.
Yeah, it was. You were there. You was at the bottom. And I was holding the ladder. And you know the pipe that we used to use? It was very hollow, wasn't it?
Mm.
He threw it from the top of the ladder and it went into this perfectly manicured lawn. It went in about 7 inches. It was like stuck straight out. And he walked over, oh, and as he pulled it out, it left a perfect hole in the perfectly manicured lawn and the grass was still in the bowl. And I was like, oh no. It was like a golf hole in the grass.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Yeah, anyway, moving on. Wobbly Chuck by G-Man. G-Man, what do you sound like?
I'm G-Man.
Just call me the G-Man.
Hello. Why's everyone got nicknames in the DIY industry? G-Man. They've all got like really weird nicknames.
Hang on, Wobbly Chuck's for me like Batman, ready?
I'm G-Man. I'm very familiar with the alternative professional range.
That sounds odd.
However.
All right, G-Man, let's think about G-Man.
What? I'm G-Man.
I'm very familiar. With alternative professional range.
No, you just use the same voice.
However, I wanted a more affordable solution for simple DIY jobs around the house. This is the first and last one that I will ever buy. The chuck wobbles so much that it's almost impossible to fix a screw. While drilling a hole was a complete joke. I must have got a dodgy one, but it makes me question the quality controls. They have or haven't, as this item should never have left the factory.
All right.
You made that sound very, very
dramatic.
Weird.
Yeah. Motor burned out by Mr. S. Lutton.
I was about to read that. Don't say it fully.
I don't think that's meant to be like that.
No, I think that was a...
Lasted about 8 months. After about 500 screws, the motor burned out. Still under warranty, at least. Let's see how the next one fares.
500 screws? I don't know how he counts every screw. That's one!
He said about 500 screws.
It's really important to count how many screws.
Probably
got.
Really a 1,000.
The amount of screws that you've screwed in.
I think that wraps it up.
Yeah.
Yeah? Should we have a track?
Please.
New one from Demi Lovato. Or should we have Meghan Trainor?
Either.
Which one?
They're just as good as each other.
Demi Lovato, Body Say. The brand new one. Saint FM 94.7 Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
You can touch me with slow hands. Speed it up, baby, make me sweat. Dreamland. Take me there, cause I want your sex. If my body had a sight, I wouldn't turn away. Touch, make love, taste you. If my body told the truth, baby, I would do just what I want to. If I had it my way, I would take the lead. And if I had it my way, I would take you deep.
Demi Lovato, Body Say. I don't know what her body says, but you know, it's a good song.
It's like the word say body, just like nah. I'm just gonna change
no,
it.
No, body
around.
Say.
No, but she changed it around. She was gonna be say body.
I think she explained during the song, but to be honest, it was just noise.
Woo!
What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Okay. Bit high in the studio. Someone turn the air. Did you turn the aircon off?
It's on like nothing. I don't understand it. It should be on 18 and high, but it's like not 18 and high. It's
can
like,
you sort it out?
You got a hammer?
No. There's a tube up there though. Give it a whack.
It's on medium.
Oh, there you go. That's why. It's supposed to be on high. Oh, yeah, that's better.
Who's basking. Messing? Who is messing
sorry
with the
sorry if you're
air
feeling hot and
set.
Sticky out there, Molden District. We're basking in 16 degrees in the studio.
It's horrible. It's a hard life being a presenter in an air-conditioned studio, isn't it?
It's terrible.
It's hard life.
Should we do Weird and Strange?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. I'll just find the jingle. Hold on.
I haven't... It's
where I get ready to go home.
Yes, where James just shuts down now.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Weird.
Tech.
Well, James, you missed it.
He missed.
Do it again. Ready? You can do it with a mouthful. It's fine.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Weird
and strange
tech. Oh, you did it.
I did it because I know...
James just ignored me.
I know he wanted to do it.
He's not even got a mic in front of his face.
See, I have to be careful because I don't want to double cover what you've already covered because obviously I didn't fully listen to the show.
Well, it's Weird and Strange Tech. You won't be covering anything we've already covered in Weird and Strange Tech.
No, like from the original tech, I might overjump it, if you see what I mean, because whereas I'd listen out for what you've already used.
Overjump it?
Oh, it doesn't matter anyway.
Just go for it. Weird and Strange, you
McDonald's
can start off.
McDonald's drops wearable over it claims it can cause a rash, apparently. So
what?
A health tech gadget McDonald's was given away to children with meals has been withdrawn over safety concerns, apparently.
The
fast food chain was given away its Step It activity tracker, which is worn on the wrist with Happy Meals, but there were fears that devices cause skin irritation that would be replaced by a different toy, apparently, the company said. Other wearable tech firms also have problems with their gadgets causing rashes in the past. So odd, isn't it, how a bit of plastic can...
That is very weird and very strange. It probably could do with it summer and it's sweat.
Exactly.
If you wear anything and sweat goes under it, you get a rash.
Oh, this is funny.
Okay, go for it. You can do another one.
Best title error. I don't know if you've covered this one. Sage employee arrested in a fraud probe.
So, strange. Okay, so go for that one.
A 32-year-old employee at a software firm, Sage, which is an accounting package, has been arrested at Heathrow Airport, police have said. City of London police said the woman was arrested on Wednesday in connection with a fraud investigation and has since been bailed. So a woman who is connected to a company that deals with accounts...
That's really
has
worrying.
..has now been done for fraud. That's a bit...
Obviously, I believe it's very popular.
Yeah, well,
throughout the whole country.
Yeah, I think it's a very popular piece of software. It's worrying, isn't it?
That is your opinion, and that is not the opinion of Saint FM. But yeah. Okay.
You got anything?
I think this is a US thing. I was going to say, a US story about a mobile network. It has no relevance. Uber's first self-driving fleet arrives in Pittsburgh this month in the States. Ride-hailing Uber will introduce self-driving cars in Pittsburgh as soon as this month.
I saw this.
Bloomberg Rise reports. Of the machines. Yeah.
Oh no.
Citing many officials and engineers at the company, the move is the first part of a pilot program to explore the future of technology. The report added the company plans to test 100 Volvo XC90s outfitted to drive themselves.
Never going to end well.
Volvos as well.
It's even worrying.
They'll straight through people.
He's changing the opinion.
Not the opinion.
Still, the cars will be accompanied by two humans.
So
An engineer who can take control of the vehicle when needed, and a co-pilot who takes notes.
In case the driver gets knocked out by the car.
There's one more person than normal.
So he takes notes. Congratulations, we got there from A to B successfully. Just tick that box.
The car did well.
Exactly.
The Volvo deal isn't exclusive. Uber plans to partner with other automakers as it races to recruit more engineers. In July, the company reached an agreement to buy Otto, a 91-employee driverless truck startup.
Oh, my word. Trucks?
Wow. They had a picture of a truck on a highway. Did you see this? And their plan in the States is to have driverless trucks just going across the States, moving all the stock and everything.
No.
Across the country.
It's not going
to
end well.
They said that it can go forever because obviously drivers have to take breaks, whereas these trucks can just drive forever.
They have to refill.
Yeah, well, I suppose they've got like double tanks or
next
whatever.
Thing will be they're solar powered or something.
Stop it. That truck's been driving since 2016.
It's been going around
when that truck started.
It's like speed. We can't stop the bus.
There'll be people trying to drive off the road.
Eventually, didn't it just launch off a highway?
It's going to get hijacked, isn't it?
There would just be a truck driving the M25 just doing a massive circle every day.
At least at the moment, there's a driver. At least at the moment, there's a driver sat in there with a shotgun ready to take on anyone who's trying to hijack him. But now, no driver, no shotgun equals...
Oh no.
Raided target.
Blow the tyres out! It doesn't help, it just drives on the rims.
It would just keep driving.
Keeps going.
Get an engineer here! We can't stop it!
That is how it'll end up, sadly.
Oh, trying to dial into it.
Yeah, exactly. They were trying to catch up with it. It's like a police escort.
It's gone out of range!
Quick! So I'll reboot the Wi-Fi!
They'll find it on the side of the road on bricks and the wheels are still spinning.
Maxing out.
Oh dear. Okay, I'll finish this story. Otto, a 91 employee. Driverless, of course, that was all our opinions and not the opinions of Saint FM.
Oh, good cover.
91 employee driverless truck startup that was founded earlier this year and includes engineers from a number of high profile tech companies attempting to bring driverless cars to market, including Google, Apple and Tesla. Uber declined to disclose the terms of the arrangement, but a person familiar with the deal says that if targets are met, it would be worth 1% of Uber's most recent valuation.
I'm not sure if I'd be happy with choosing a driverless car.
I think a driverless truck scares me more than a driverless car.
I've never used an Uber, have you?
No.
Personally, no. I've never had a reason to do so.
Has anyone got the Uber app installed?
No, I downloaded it and
Where's the nearest Uber driver?
£20 free, don't you?
There was nowhere. Well,
you can get a free ride.
Okay, yeah. I was in the area. This is less about this local, but I was in the area of South End. There wasn't a single Uber driver in South End.
Just see if there's anyone around now.
I haven't got the app anymore. I installed it because why would I have an app that I would never use?
You might.
I reckon there's one in Chelmsford. I reckon you could use it in Chelmsford.
Right. If it downloads quickly, I'll do it. We're not gonna spend too long on this.
I'll do a story while you're doing that. Anyone else got weird and strange, or should I do another one? World's largest aircraft completes its first flight. The world's largest aircraft has finally completed its first flight. Part airship, part helicopter, and part plane. The 300-foot-long aircraft is about 50 feet longer than the world's biggest passenger planes. The Airlander, made by British company Hybrid Air Vehicles, has four engines and no internal structure. It maintains its shape thanks to the pressure of 38,000 cubic metres of helium inside its hull, which is made from ultralight carbon fibre. The aircraft was originally designed for US military surveillance, but the project was grounded in 2013 because of defence spending cuts. The team behind the giant blimp-like aircraft said the aircraft could carry communications equipment or other cargo, undertake search and rescue operations, or do military and commercial survey work. The Airlander can stay airborne for up to 5 days at a time.
Wow.
If manned. We've got trucks.
I think your internet's gone off again.
Sounds a bit worrying.
Oh, no, it's back.
We've got trucks going forever and planes flying for 5 days.
Oh, scary world out there.
And for more than 2 weeks, if unmanned, it can carry up to 10 tons of cargo at a maximum speed of 91 miles per hour. The aircraft doesn't need a runway to take off either, so it means it can operate from land, snow, ice, desert, and even open water. Sounds impressive. The world's largest aircraft. 5 days or 2 weeks in the air.
Crazy.
World's largest aircraft. That's, wow. There you go. That's a good one to end on.
In that time.
He's putting on his work phone instead of his personal one.
What? Who's that? I don't have a work phone. What do you mean?
What?
I just have an iPhone.
Yeah. Okay, so is that the end of Weird and Strange?
Yeah.
Should we start the Techno Takeover?
I couldn't download the Uber app in time.
Oh, okay. We'll start the Techno Takeover with a bit of Meghan Trainor and the brand new one. It's Better on Sight FM 94.7. Here we go. And that's so better. Brandy one from Meghan Trainor, continuing the Techno Takeover on the Tech Show with a bit of Danny Minogue and Put the Needle on It.
That's
mine. We are on air, guys. Do you know? Yeah. Danny Minogue, Saint FM 94.7. Techno Takeover on the Tech Show on Saint FM 94.7. That was Danny Minogue and Put the Needle on It. And we're continuing next with a bit of the Dream Team versus Nina Cherry and Buddy X.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7. Buddy, my friend, buddy, Romeo, call yourself a family man. Yeah, talking about the family's plan.
That's right.
To bring the sweet talk deep and down. Works better than an average pickup line.
The Dream Team versus Nina Cherry, Buddy X on Sound FM 94.7. Cranking it back to the 90s now. bit of Blue Boy and Remember Me. Tech show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
Just testing.
Remember me.
Blue Boy, Remember Me on Sanit FM 94.7, Techno Takeover on the Tech Show. So this is where we say goodbye, really. Podcast is out on Sunday, and on Thursday we'll be back at 8 p.m. I've been Rich Tracy.
He's been James.
I've been James Hayden.
And I've been Adam Wormsley.
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Bit of high tech now.
One community, one radio station, Saint FM 94.7.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Turn that racket down!